Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Mark Ross, one of our favorite guests from NFL Network. He's an analyst with Game Day Live on Sundays and also Total Access on Friday nights. Plus, it's a brand new show called The Insiders on NFL Plus. And Mark's background is player evaluation and scouting, longtime scout in the NFL. Mark, we're excited to have you with us. The cuts have happened over the last couple of days. Teams getting down to the 53-man roster, trying to make sure the practice squads are intact and you've got the right personnel in place there as well. What are the emotions and everything you have to do to tweak the roster before the season kicks off?
Yeah, everybody asks a question about, you know, cut days. Like, well, it must be so hectic and it's so crazy, but actually it's not, because you've been planning for this. Your pro personnel department has been planning for this pretty much since you start back up. You know, really, when training camp starts for your team, the pro personnel department is scouting other teams and looking at going to preseason games, watching film of the other teams, and having a good idea of, okay, not just who's going to make your roster. So you've got 95% of those dudes who you pretty feel good about who's going to make your roster, but you're looking at the other teams as well and studying those other teams and narrowing it down to, okay, who do we think's on the bubble? Who do we think will get cut, and go from there? So you're preparing all month for this day, so it's not just out of the blue. You rank them, you put them in order of, okay, how we like them and who's better on who might be out there on our team. But the final cut down is never the final cut down. The roster is changing daily, weekly in the NFL, so it's never what this, all these, the rosters, how they're set right now. Next week they're going to do it, and there's waivers every day, so teams change every day, and it's just really a progression throughout the year.
The Patriots end up cutting two backup QBs only to put them on the practice squad, but that still leaves just Mac Jones as their only quarterback on the 53-man roster. What does that say to you, Mark?
It's like, in Mac we trust. You know, I guess it's kind of odd. The Patriots are have always done things a little bit unconventional. And, you know, when they had Tom Brady there, they could do that kind of stuff because he kept everything together, the greatest quarterback of all time, maybe the greatest athlete of all time. And they did things because Tom Brady was there and he kept it all together. And now you're kind of seeing the cracks and the flaws of the way they do things when Tom's not there. And it's, well, why are you doing this? And, you know, cutting a lot of players they draft or missing on a lot of free agents that they sign. And, Belichick came out the other day and said, well, you'd like to build success for 20-plus years. And sure, if you got Tom Brady, you can do that. But this is just another sort of unconventional way that the Patriots are doing things, but just having one quarterback on the roster. I've never heard that. Of course, they're going to put someone on there before the season starts. But just another different way that the Patriots are going about things, and we'll see how they react. Again, it's always changing. The team's always changing. So the way they have it now, tomorrow it'll be completely different.
Maybe a more dire situation for the Indianapolis Colts, who have a Jonathan Taylor on a PUP list. They've got a brand new quarterback as in a raw rookie in Anthony Richardson. What's best case scenario for the Colts with their star back?
Wow. I mean, it really kind of gone, painted themselves into a corner, really. Well, you know, the running backs have no value, but you better give us a lot of value when we trade for this guy. It's kind of the way they've done it. You know, it's kind of oxymoronic the way they've done it. But, yeah, it's, you know, if you have a rookie quarterback, you want a Jonathan Taylor to play to at least alleviate some of that pressure. And, you know, you can rely on him to not put it all on Anthony Richardson. But it looks like he's not happy. It looks like they're not happy. And I could see this kind of going on, lingering for a while, unfortunately, for Jonathan Taylor and all backs. It's what's going on. I never thought when I first started scouting and the importance on running backs and how valued they were throughout the league that it's, say, 20 years later, 25 years later, whatever it is, like the running backs actually have no value at all now. And it's really unfortunate for that position group. But, it's, again, we're talking about the evolution of football and how things change. And now we just – the passing league and the importance of the quarterback and wide receivers is just kind of where we are right now. So for the Colts, it's – hey, it's Anthony Richardson. You got to go do your thing, and we'll make do at running back without Jonathan Taylor.
And yet you think about the teams that succeeded last year, almost all of them had a quality running back or at least a quality running game. I mean, we really did see the passing numbers drop last season and a much more of a balance between run and pass.
Right, but the way the NFL is like, yes, we can have a quality running game without investing a lot of value and resources and assets into the run game and or the running back position. And you've seen that the Super Bowl winners over the past X amount of years, 20 years, 15 years, where there's a fourth round pick here, there's a seventh round pick, there's a free agent where they just last year, Isaiah Pacheco from KC, seventh round pick, the leading rusher in a big plays in the Super Bowl. So yes, you want to always have that balance, but teams figured out, we don't need to have that balance by investing a top 10 pick in that. We don't need to have that balance by spending the highest at the market for a running back. We can use our resources elsewhere, get quality later on in the draft or lower in the free agency market and still produce in the run game if you have that quarterback who makes it all go and takes the pressure off of it.
Big if right there. As we get set for the 23 season, we're excited to welcome Mark Ross back to the show. He's with NFL Network on Game Day Live, one of my favorite shows, and then Total Access on Fridays. And his background is player evaluation and scouting for a long time in the league. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, with that player eval hat on, Mark, we've got three rookie quarterbacks, all selected in the top five, who will be starting week number one. Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, of course, and then C.J. Stroud. Which one do you think is in the best position to succeed right away?
Well, Bryce Young, and I've been saying this about Bryce Young since he got drafted, since the Panthers were going to draft him, and two, three, fourfold. I'll just kind of break it down. Number one, I just think the guy is a supremely talented, poised, rare sort of playmaker with himself. You know, just the guy. Quarterbacks, franchise quarterbacks, is more about what they do on the field. It's how they command everything around them. And Bryce Young, from the day he was 2 years old, whatever, played football, he's always been that guy. He's always been that one that can handle everything. Big-time high school recruit, Alabama national champion, Heisman Trophy, everything that you throw at the guy, he's handled it and thrived in it. So just his talent and his skill set and his makeup, I just think he's going to be a star no matter where he went. And then now you're dropping him into a Carolina team where it wasn't a typical first pick in the draft team with absolutely no talent. They've got a lot of talent on that team and at all position groups sort of on the offense. The O-line's very strong. The receiving core is solid. They got good running backs. Tight end Hayden Hurts is in there now. And even on the defensive side of the ball where they've got a lot of talent led by Brian Burns and Chin and the crew. So you've got talent all around him. And then you got the coaching staff where you bring in Frank Reich, but it's not just Frank Reich. You got Thomas Brown, the offense coordinator, Deuce Staley, Jim Caldwell's on that staff. And you just got a ton of experience and talented individuals on the coaching staff. So you've got that foundation there for Bryce Young. So with those three, kind of the three-prong attack of, I just think he's a supremely talented young man. It would be a star anywhere. You've got talent on the team and you got talent in the coaching staff. He's just in an optimal situation to thrive this year.
What's the biggest challenge for a rookie quarterback, even one who has the skill set and is prepared the way Bryce is?
really just the speed of the game. You just never see that. And then even up to this point, you know, there's only so many practice reps that you can simulate a game speed. There's only so much in the preseason game. You don't know it until it hits you game one, and it where it totally goes up, you know, tons of levels there. And he's always been in control. He's always had that poise and a vision and controls everything around him. And it'll be interesting to see just how soon that he'll be able to just adjust to the speed of the game. And you see that with any quarterback that really enters the league. And you know, some can handle it, some thrive in it, some are average, and some crumble under that pressure. And we'll see how Bryce Young does, but I think he'll thrive in it.
We've seen most teams resolve their holdouts or guys get back into camp. We talked about Jonathan Taylor a little bit. He is obviously with the team, just not able to play. What about Nick Bosa, though? Who has the leverage in that situation?
Wow, yeah. I think Nick Bosa does. I mean, everything with San Fran is predicated on what he does. And with franchise quarterbacks, how they raise the level of everyone else, and it makes the whole offense, makes the whole team better. Well, same thing on the other side with the pass rusher and how they raise the level. You look at T.J. Watt at Pittsburgh. When he plays, they win. Doesn't matter what else is going on. He plays, right. They win. He doesn't play, they lose. And it's you know, the Micah Parsons effect with Dallas. And so those guys, and Bosa has the same effect on that D where, all right, we're predicated, San Fran's predicated on our defense dominating people and our offense being innovative and getting through, making plays here and there. Well, if you take him out of the mix, that's not the same team. That's not the same defense. It's not the same team. And they know that. And everyone in that organization knows that. So I think for sure that he has the leverage to say, you guys better take care of me because I'm the guy. It's not – and. Comparing it to typical teams with a franchise quarterback, he's the guy on the whole entire team. So it's not Brock Purdy, it's him. So I think of any player, and you look at the situation that needs to get paid, I think he's got the leverage for sure.
Mark Ross of NFL Network is with us. So looking ahead to kickoff just a week away, wowzers, it's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Mark, we like to have this discussion on my show before every season starts. Roughly half of the NFL playoff bracket turns over every year. Who are a few teams that you think could make a splash this season and crash that playoff party?
The aforementioned Carolina Panthers. I think that just when you look at the landscape of their division, number one, but the NFC as a whole, I think the Eagles are head and shoulders above everyone else. And then it's wide open, except for a couple teams I think will struggle. But when you look at Carolina, you look at the South, like it's, you got Tampa, you got, you know, I like, well, who's Atlanta? Like, I don't know. And New Orleans, Derek Carr, we're really putting that faith in him. So when I look at that Carolina team, and I think they'll win that. I went to their camp this year for the network, and I predicted them to win the division then, and I'm going to stick with it just because of all the positives I talked about before with Bryce Young and the staff and the talent. So, you know, I think they'll definitely be in the mix and surprise people. And, you know, in the AFC, I got to go with Pittsburgh. And just Mike Tomlin, he just wins. You know, yes. No matter what circumstances, no matter what happens, no matter what quarterback, no matter what he does, he just wins. And now you should have a better Kenny Pickett this year. If they stay healthy, T.J. Watt namely stays healthy. That division, I think, is the best in football. Just that central is the best in football. So he wins. Pickett will be better. You know, they stay healthy. Pittsburgh will be right in the mix and with that, with all those teams.
And he still never steered the Steelers to a losing record in his entire tenure there in Pittsburgh. Can
Incredible.
I interest you in the Detroit Lions, considering how they finished last year?
Well, you know, I'm not going to pick them just because everyone's picking them, Amy. You know, they're the low-hanging fruit that everyone thinks. Yeah, Detroit, they finished so strong. They're so fun and this and that. And, well, we'll see. But, of course, they'll definitely be entertaining and they'll be in the mix and they could knock on the door. But I want to go a little bit more unconventional than the team that everybody is picking, the media darling team of the Detroit Lions.
We've seen the NFC East every year for, I don't know, two decades have a different champion from year to year. Who would be the best candidate in that division to unseat the Eagles?
I still got to go with the Cowboys, even though I just don't think they'll do it, just because I think their D will be nasty again, and led by Micah and all the talent that they have on defense, led by Dan Quinn, and their offense is going to roll and score points, and they'll be competitive and everything. But just when it comes down to it, I just don't think they're as good as the Eagles, and they haven't shown the DNA, particularly Dak Prescott, to win big games. The Giants, I think, kind of they supremely overachieved last year. Brian Daboll, I said start to finish, just from game one when they beat Tennessee, going for it on that fourth down, was coach of the year, easy. And I just don't think they're at that level. The Commanders are going to be they're commandering again this year, so I think they'll be at the bottom. I'd still have to go with Dallas, but I just don't have faith that they can actually get it done. So look for the Eagles to be the repeat NFC East champs, barring any major injuries to Jalen Hurts for the first time in X amount of years.
Mark, you were an executive vice president with the XFL, a season just completed not that long ago, and I saw on your Twitter that there are 50 different players who have gone from XFL to NFL. How proud are you of not just the season that was, but also seeing these guys find homes in the NFL?
Well, that was the goal. That was the goal, to say, okay, we're going to find this underrated, unidentified talent, develop those guys, and hopefully they get a shot in the NFL. That was the whole entire goal of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to work with the NFL. And I think it got up to almost 54, I believe, 54, 55. We'll see after all these cuts how many guys actually make the team. But just the fact that so many got signed, over 100 got signed initially, not signed, but brought into camps, and then over 50 got signed, and we'll see how many make the team. But it's just a testament to all our personnel directors and coaches of how they've found talent and how they've developed talent. And now we're just really proud of that. And we thought we had an outstanding product on the field, entertaining games with a high level of play with a bunch of talented players. And this just really shows the goal of year one of this is what we thought, and we'll just only get better from here.
Definitely was a lot of buzz around the XFL. A nice window there where people are craving their football. And now they can follow these players to the NFL, which is awesome. Couple of days left here, couple more sleeps, as we say. What are the emotions from the front office through the players as the season is staring us in the face?
Well, you're just ready. You know, you're just ready. All the off-season planning, and now we go through the training camp grind, and you just like, all right, it's here. All right, we're ready to go. And I won't say all 32 teams have Super Bowl aspirations. Some got to be a little bit more realistic of just getting better, but a large chunk of the teams have Super Bowl aspirations. And at this point, you think, man, we're ready. This is the best team we've had years. All these guys are going to crush it. And then week one comes and reality kind of slaps you in the face. But right now is the golden period of feeling good about yourselves and thinking this is going to be the year. So that's really how all these teams are feeling right now. Like, this is it. We're going to get it done. And there'll be no better feeling than this feeling right now leading up to game one. And then when reality comes, it all changes. But it's a great time for the NFL, and I can't wait for it to kick off again on Thursday.
The hope springs eternal as we get set for those first games. All right, Mark Ross, longtime scouting director and VP of player evaluation in the NFL. And now you can hear the insight on NFL Network with Game Day Live, total access on Fridays, plus a new show on NFL Plus called The Insiders, and on Twitter at Mark with a C, Ross. Well, this is awesome. Always good to catch up with you. We'll do it again soon. But thanks so much, Mark.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
This is Matt Spiegel of 670 The Score in Chicago, and my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, is all about the art and craft of play-by-play. Catch up on episodes with Joe Davis, Joe Buck, and many more. Then something crazy happened along the way. I did a weekend of Cubs-Cardinals on the radio, so now conversations are enriched with feedback and advice from Jason Benetti, Boog Shambi, and others to come. The PBP, Voices of Baseball. I bring you the people who bring you the game. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.